to the name of the Lord. Turn with me to Psalm 119 and verse 89. So Psalm 119 and verse 89. Yes, if there's young people for children's church, they can be dismissed. Psalm 119, verse 89, the sermon title today is Settled in Heaven. Settled in Heaven. So Psalm 119 and verse 89. And verse 89 says, Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances. For all are your servants. Unless your law has been delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. Verse 90 again, your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides. God is faithful. Because he is unshakable, he is unmovable, he does not change, and neither does his word. In verse 90, it says, God's word is carried out to all generations. Today, we are saved because God's word does not change. Today, we can be healed because God's word does not change. Today, we can be delivered because God's word does not change. God's word does not change. Hebrews 13:8 says what? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, because it is forever settled in heaven, as it said in verse 89. The word is settled in heaven, meaning what? It's eternal, it's unchanging, it's fixed, it's established. Now turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 25. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 25. In verse 25, it says the word endures forever. But if we back up in verse 24, it says, Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as a flower of grass, the grass withers and its flower falls away, but the word of God endures forever. Now this is a word by which by the gospel was preached unto you. The word of God endures forever, and this is the word by which the gospel is preached to you. It is unchanging. The good news of the Lord Jesus is unchanging. Jesus is still saving today. Jesus is going to continue to save as people give their hearts and their lives to the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the good news, and you are the holder of it, and you're supposed to share it with other people. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17, it says, Thus God determined to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath that led by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope that is set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. You can anchor your eternal life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? It's because his word does not change. It is settled in heaven. When we say that heaven rules, we want heaven to rule on this earth. We want heaven to rule in our hearts, because we know that his word is going to endure forever because it does not change. In verse 18, it says it is impossible. It is impossible for God to lie. Yes, the word of God is settled in heaven, but is it settled in your heart? Remember what we said, what settled meant, according to Psalms 119 and verse 89, that it was fixed, that it was established. Is the word of God established in your heart? Is it fixed in your heart? Because statistics today in the church, it show in the world, in America today, that only 25% of all Americans believe that the Bible is the literal Word of God. That 24% of Americans believe, only that many believe, that the Bible is the literal Word of God. Now listen to this one. 70% of Christians say other religions can lead to heaven. And that's not what the Scripture says. But only through Christ can we be saved. Only 9% of self-identified Christians hold to a biblical worldview. Think about that just for a moment. Only 9% of self-identified Christians, those that say that they are Christians, only 9% hold to a biblical worldview. But I say unto you, as believers at Crossroads Gospel Church, what do you say? Do you look at the world through the truth of God's Word or through the eyes of man? Do you look at the world that we live in today through the truth of the Scriptures that is unchanging, that is unmoving, that is fixed in heaven? Is that how you look at the world today, is through those eyes, the eyes of the Bible, or do you look through the eyes of man? If you look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, you're not very far from there. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If you say that you are a Christian, but not believing the truth of the Scripture and acting upon it, then what are you? God rewards those who believe and act on that belief. The salt in America has lost its flavor. That's why the church today is not having a bigger impact in America. That's why the church today is not finding more people that are coming to the Lord Jesus than ever before, because the church has lost its flavor. The church has stopped believing the Word of God. And they do not act upon it. Let me give you an example. And I ask you today to pick up your hymn book. And that's what this is. It's a H-I-M book. If I said pick up your hymn book, everybody would pick up their song book. But today I want you to pick up your hymn book. The Bible is your hymn book. The Bible is about Him. God the Father, Him. God the Son, Him. And God the Holy Spirit, Him. Say you need to get in the Word. Don't believe what the preacher is saying. Don't believe what the preacher is telling you. Don't believe what is up on the screen. Look it up for yourself and know the Word of God. Ever since I come to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I've been coming to Sunday school. I've been coming to Christian education. I've been coming to faith school. Whatever that you desire, that you want to call, ever since that I've come to know Jesus. Because you need to be involved, excited. Get yourself immersed in the Word of God so you're not believing what anybody tells you, but you're believing what the Word of God tells you. That's what's important in our lives today. I know that you trust me, and I'm glad that you do, but you need to know it for yourself, not what I tell you. Some people never pick up their Bible during the week. Some people never, now we got it on the overhead. And that's really nice that we have it on the overhead, because sometimes I get to flying along and people can't get to the Scripture soon enough. But you need to be able to look up the Word of God, know what it says, and know what it means to your heart and what it is speaking to you. It is critically important in your life. Critically important in your life. I remember an old guy, he'd tell me one time, he says, well, Brother Friel, I went to church. He says, the only one in church had a Bible that day was me and the preacher. Nobody else had a Bible when they came to church. This is your sword. This is what you live by. This is what you have put your trust in. This is what you've got your life anchored into. You need to believe it. You need to hold it. And you need to trust it. You need to involve yourself in it. Now for our example. I haven't got there yet. Turn with me to Psalms 90, verse 1 and 2. Psalms 90. So we're going to go back to the book of Psalms. Let's see how much you trust God today. Psalms 90. In Psalms 90, we look at verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains before the mountains, I'll say it again, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, for even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. The God we serve today is without beginning and without end. He is eternal, he always was, and he always will be. Now turn with me to Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Revelations 1 and verse 8. In Revelations 1, in verse 8, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The biblical view is what? We have just said that God is eternal. So let's look at the worldview. The worldview, some scientists will agree, the world was created by design. So yes, there must be a designer, but then it comes the question, if there is a designer, then who was it that created the designer? So Christians, have you ever thought that? Who created God? As a Christian, do you have a problem with that question? And the answer is you shouldn't have a problem with that. We can all sit at home, we can think about, well, I know God created this and I know God created that, but where did God come from? Where was God created? How did he come into existence? How did this all take place? But as a Christian, we should not have a problem with that. You shouldn't. And Jonathan's going to put four bulletins up on the bulletin board. The first one is, creation proclaims him. Creation proclaims him. The Word reveals him. The Son declares him. And the Spirit confirms him. So turn with me to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1, you go down to verse 16. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as is it written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppresses the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, to that they are without an excuse. You are without an excuse of believing in God and putting your trust in the Lord Jesus today because of the things that we put up on the overhead. Because Jesus declares the Son. The Word reveals the Son, and the Holy Spirit confirms it to your life and to your heart. They that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God. His Spirit bears witness, or our spirit, that we are children of God. And you can take that and you can sink that anchor in the bedrock of the Word of God, because he's unchanging, he's unmoving, it is settled in heaven today. Verse 21, because though they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but become futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they become fools, and change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. No, at Crossroads Gospel Church, we do not have a worldview. But a biblical view, we believe the Word, we stand on it in faith, and we act upon it. Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed of my God. I am not ashamed of my Son. I am not ashamed of His Word. It changed my life, and it's changed millions of lives because of the belief and the trust in the gospel of Jesus Christ. My God is eternal because His Word, which is settled in heaven, proclaims it. So we walk out of here today, And we can say, you know what? There's not a problem. I do not have a problem that God is from beginning to end, that there is no end, because it's settled in heaven. It's not something that I have to be concerned about or something I have to be worried about. This world which we live in today is going completely nuts on us. We have come so far from our roots, we don't even know where we're at. We're so concerned about global warming when God knew how many people was going to be on this earth. God knew about the resources of what we needed to be able to accomplish what we are accomplishing. But man is saying, well, we're going to die. We're going to die within 5 years. We're going to die within 10 years. We need to get to Mars so we can have more settlements up there. All this craziness because people is not and are not believing in God. You want to have your life change? You want to have your life be different than what it is right now? Then you need to believe in the Son of God because He wants to change your life. Thank you, Jesus. Someday, all the unbelieving scientists are going to stand before the great white throne of judgment. And can you imagine that day when all those scientists that believe in evolution and all those things that have taken place, people say, well, Pastor, what about dinosaurs? Dinosaurs isn't in the Bible. Well, the word dinosaurs wasn't even created. The word itself was not created when the Bible was written. Dinosaurs came along later that they started talking about. These things are dinosaurs. But the Bible talks about the behemoth. It talks about sea creatures. It talks about dragons, the things that have scales, the things that are huge. All the things that you can believe in your heart as you walk out these doors today, when Noah opened up the ark, two by two they came in the ark. Two by two they left out. They came out. To believe and trust in the creation of God rather than the creation that man has come up with, how the world was created, the Big Bang Theory. All these different things that the world comes up with. We need to put our trust in the Lord. We need to put our trust in the Lord. The church is weak. The church is not doing what the church needs to do. The church is not fulfilling the Great Commission and reaching others for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because they don't believe in the Word of God. But we as a church are going to stand on the Word. We're going to believe the Word. We're going to promote the Word. And we're not going to change. So can you imagine that day in the great white throne judgment when all the scientists, bewildered, are standing before God, and God, all He has to do is look at them and say, any questions? Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Christ is Lord. Will you stand with me today? We're going to say this proclamation together. I'll say the words, you say it with me afterwards. At Crossroads Gospel, we believe the Word. We stand on it in faith believing. We act upon it. This day, it is settled in our hearts. Let us rejoice in the Lord. Father, we just praise You and worship You and exalt You today. We thank You, Father, for Your goodness and Your power, Your authority, that we can stand on it. We can believe it. We can trust it. And we just shout glory forevermore. Father, as we leave this place today, I pray that, Lord, You would be a special anointing upon this people to bless their lives, open the windows of heaven, pour out Your blessings upon their lives. Father, You came here to change lives. You came here that we might be saved. You came here that we might be brought back into a relationship with our Heavenly Father, and we shout amen forevermore. Your goodness, Your glory reign, because heaven rules. It rules in our lives. It rules in this church, and it rules in this world today. And we glorify and magnify Your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen.